The floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Following your request, I shall refrain from congratulating you. However, my delegation wishes to express its appreciation for your able stewardship. Indonesia associates itself with the statement of the non-aligned movement and other state parties delivered earlier by the distinguished representative of Venezuela. Mr. Chair, as a bigger diversity country with a large population and tremendous wealth of biological and genetic resources, Indonesia values the convention as an important tool to protect us from the use or threat of use of biological and toxin weapons, while ensuring national preparedness, public health needs, and economic benefits derived from the exploitation of biological materials for peaceful purposes are guaranteed. My delegation, therefore, is pleased that the 2017 BWC meeting of state parties has managed to reach consensus on an intersessional program from 2018 to 2020. We take note with interest the outcome of the 2018 BWC meeting of experts last August in Geneva. Indonesia believes that an effective strengthening of the convention can be achieved through the conclusion of a legally binding protocol dealing with all articles of the convention, including verification regime. As a shared concern by a majority of states parties, we would like to reiterate the call for the resumption of the multilateral negotiations of the legally binding protocol. In this regard, we support the work of the MX5 on the institutional strengthening of the convention. We hope that the MX5 will continue to be a valuable forum to narrow gaps, build trust, and enlarge areas of commonalities on the issues of how to effectively strengthen the institution of the convention. Another key area of the BWC that needs to be strengthened is international cooperation and assistance and exchanges in toxin, biological agent equipment, and technology for peaceful purposes in line with the provision of the Article 10 of the convention. The application of the Article 10 also includes cooperation to prevent, detect, and control pandemic and emerging infectious diseases, such as through studies, research, and development of medicine and vaccines. However, the existing gaps among states parties continue to hamper the effectiveness of this partnership. We therefore share the merit of in establishing a framework for cooperation consistent with the objectives and purposes of the convention, in a view to narrowing the capability gaps and ensuring a full, effective, and non-discriminatory collaboration. This framework should also include assistance and transfer of technology for developing and least developed countries in order to enhance their capacities to prevent, detect, and control pandemics, as well as to counter possible use of biological weapons. Indonesia believes that the MXs can contribute to the discussion and promotion of common understanding and effective action of these and other identified issues, as well as deepening technical knowledge with a view to strengthen the convention. We therefore believe that this MSP should reaffirm our commitment towards the MXs by ensuring its proper implementation. Mr. Chair, the effectiveness of the BWC rests not only on the full and effective implementation by the states parties, but it is also linked to its universality. We welcome the accession to the Convention of the State of Palestine and UA and the recent ratification of BWC by the Central African Republic. We must also continue to strengthen our common efforts towards the universalization of the convention. In this regard, Indonesia welcomes the report on universalization activities. We call upon all non-parties to accede to the convention without further delay. With regard to the financial situation of the convention, on account inter alia of systemic issues with the current funding arrangements, as well as arrears in payments of assessed contributions, my delegation would like to emphasize the importance of a comprehensive assessment on financial issues, delays, and even non-payments. Nevertheless, Indonesia believes that it is a matter of urgency that this MSP is able to reach consensus on this important issue without creating any additional burden to state parties. We thank you, Mr. Chair, for providing member states with draft information paper to address financial predictability and sustainability for the meeting agreed by the state party and for the implementation support unit. My delegation believes that the document can serve as a basis in addressing the financial situation of the convention. We encourage all state parties to find a consensus solution to the financial challenges faced by the convention. I thank you, Mr. Chair.